Welcome to the February 10th Armed American Radio National Broadcast, live from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Huge show this week as we broke the 100,000 signature mark on the SupportSecondAmendment.com petition while we were live on the Armed American Radio airwaves. That was huge. Thank you if you participated. If you haven't yet added your signature, please visit SupportSecondAmendment.com. Add your name to the list. It's growing and it's huge. We will be hand-delivering, we being the U.S. CCA and the Salem Radio Network with all the talk radio stars at a huge press conference, all of your names to Congress personally in early April. Add your name to the list. Enjoy the broadcast this week. It's a doozy. Have fun.
Your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios in parts unknown, you gotta love that. Welcome to the Armed American Radio National Broadcast. We are 47 clicks names away from 100,000. Ladies and gentlemen, you are stepping up to the plate. I love you for doing this. Let's pop 100,000. You know what I'm going to do, Sean?
What are you going to do?
We're 44 names away. If you want to hear the roundtable, put your name on the list because we're going to count it down. We're not going to bring the roundtable out until this thing hits 100,000. How about that?
That's a beautiful thing.
That's not a threat.
No.
That's just a cool thing to do.
Wow.
I want to talk with you a little bit about the Gander Mountain Academy, March 2nd.
Yes.
Get a couple business things out of the way here real quick. March 2nd, that is in Spring, Texas, which is just outside Houston, of course, in the metropolitan Houston area. We will be there. Rob Pincus will be there. Chris Jewett, guests on the roundtable today, will be there.
Nice.
Michael Martin will be there. Shanto, you will be there firing .44 caliber, silver bullets of freedom.
Absolutely, and I'm also bringing my storm chasing vehicle, and it'll be set up so people that have never saw one, you can look at mine.
Now, there you go. You got your little tank there, and you have your little media badges, and I know what you're all about. And we'll have an awful lot of fun with you. You have a lot of fans. People want to meet you. They were asking for you in Minneapolis. We had thousands of people there. There's literally thousands of people there this weekend. Everybody coming up saying, love Sean. Love his voice on the show. He brings such a real dynamic to the show, and it does.
Thank you.
So now I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb here. And I think we're going to go ahead and broadcast the show from the network studios that weekend in Dallas. How about that?
That would be great. I would
Do you mind if I came up from Houston and we did the show from Dallas live Sunday?
Yes, I would love that. Thing. You can ride with me or,
We are 39 names away from 100,000. I can't thank you enough. You're stepping up to the plate. We're watching it click through. Head over to SupportSecondAmendment.com. Let's get this thing over 100,000 right now at the beginning of the roundtable, and we'll have a big round. Sean, have you got any applause we could play back there?
Well, I could, yeah.
That's something we can.
But, you know, one thing I would definitely want to thank everybody that has signed the petition, and let's remember, like I said.
35 names away.
Like I said before, this is how the Democrats have done elections. Tell your friends, grassroots is what we need to work with. You know, tell your friends, tweet, Facebook, anything you can do to get the message out and the link out, drive people to this because we want to send a strong message when we go to Washington.
We're 33 names away, Sean, by the way.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. 33 names away. You know, I bet by the time I go through and mention the names of who has pulled up a chair here at the roundtable on Armed American Radio, I bet we're down to 100,000. So let's go around the table. We've got a full boat here at the round table. Let's start with my sidekick and colleague out there who is doing God's work in the training world. He is the trainer of the stars, and I'm proud to know him, and I'm proud to have done a video with him. We'll talk about that in a second. Rob Pincus, how you doing?
I'm good, man. You know, by the way, Chris Drulich, I know we're going to get to him, and I'm not going to steal your thunder on introducing him, but right now his video had a lot more views than your video on my YouTube channel.
That's because you put his video out 2 days before you put mine out. I had to ask for mine. So I'll leave it at that. I said, where's my darn video? And you said, here's your darn video.
That's funny.
But that's okay. I can live with that. I'll tell you what's really neat about that is the fact that I just did a video with you. But I've been watching your television work, Rob, for years. And it's an honor to not only stand there and sell out my books before your DVDs sell out, but to have been in a video with you at
really?
The Gander Mountain Academy
really?
Event.
That's where you're going to go?
No. I'll leave that alone because I only had a couple dozen books there. My publisher ran out because they sell like crazy. So I'll leave that. Go ahead, Rob.
No, I just wanted to make sure you maintained your integrity with that extra piece of information about bringing four books to a trade show with 4,000 people and then claiming you were all excited about selling out so fast.
When your book sells out and the publisher can't get them to you, I can live with that answer.
Which naturally meant that I had to pick up the tab for dinner.
All right, listen, we'll leave that alone. I'll tell you why. Because we are, get this, we are 15 names away from 100,000.
Nice.
Who's going to be the 100,000th name? 15 names away. So while we're 15 names away, let's go over to Chris Julek. Chris Julek from Gander Mountain Academy, welcome back. It's great to have you here in the roundtable, Chris. Thanks for sticking around.
Hey, thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
12 names away, Chris. We're 12 names away. Let's go. Oh, this is fun, too. I love this. Trent Cooper from Crossbreed Holsters. We're in the Crossbreed Holsters studios. Trent, you ready to get political for an hour?
I'm jumping on with you.
I'm going to get sucked into it. Hey, listen, we didn't want the fight. The fight came to us, and the gentlemen at this table are going to carry it all the way to victory, no question about it. David Kodria, how are you today?
Mark, the gas on the porch propane heater is just starting to go out, so I'm going to probably have to do this broadcast all electric. How's that?
That's good. I bet if we go out to Utah right now to George, George has got reactor 1 and 2 fired up. George, how about it?
We don't have George.
We don't have George. Well, that's too bad for George.
Yeah, guess what we just did.
11 names. What do you got?
No, you better refresh.
Let me 100,001 names. Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations. We've just passed 100,000 names here on the Armed American Radio Network, pushing the SupportSecondAmendment.com petition. Congratulations. Keep them coming. Don't stop there. Now it's on to 1 million. We're going to get over 1 million on this, Sean. I know we are.
Yes, we have to, definitely.
We will, and it's continuing to rise, 100,005. I'm very proud of you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for hitting that 100,000 milestone during the Armed American Radio broadcast. No doubt you're stepping up to the plate, and that's exactly what we need to see, regardless of where you are. Oh, well, that's good to know. Good to know. Politics. You know, I have to go here. David Kodria. We just did a couple days at the Gander Mountain Academy, CCW, Concealed Carry Expo, at Lakeville outside Minneapolis. Minneapolis, Minnesota is becoming ground zero. Obama didn't show up there by accident to announce his gun control campaign push. David, what are your thoughts on why he was in Minnesota and not New York or California or Washington for that matter?
I think he's trying to make a statement in an area that's more typically associated with the Midwest, although Minneapolis, you could argue, is going to be Obama territory anyway. But I think that he was just trying to show that somehow or other in flyover country, there is some sort of demand, as artificial as he and his media cohorts can make it, for the type of agenda that he's pushing.
He's smelling a trifecta up there, isn't he? He's smelling, you said the Midwest. Let's go to the Midwest. Let's analyze what that means. What is it about the Midwest? What I believe that is he's got a Democrat House, Democrat Senate. He's got a Democrat in the governorship up there. He's also got that Midwest, sportsman thing going on? Because isn't that their meme, David, now? Sportsmen and hunters. That now the Second Amendment is about sportsmen and hunters, isn't it, in their eyes?
Well, it's all part of the divide and conquer, and I think that's one of the things that we continually bring up on this show, is that, you know, you may not have an evil black rifle, but believe it or not, if they get thrown under the bus, your deer rifle is going to be tomorrow's sniper rifle.
Ah, wait, because now it's got a scope on it, and that becomes a sniper rifle for that accessory. Chris, do you sell scopes at Gander Mountain?
Yes.
So you sell sniper rifle accessories?
Well, I guess if you want to classify it as that.
Ah, you see, here's the thing. I'm not classifying it as that, am I, David? But aren't they going to do that? Isn't that next?
It certainly sounds like it. And I think that having something in the middle is important because we've seen what's happened in New York. We see the impetus that's happening in places like Connecticut right now. And we certainly see with the press conference that was held out on the West Coast by some of the most ardent anti-gunners in California what they're trying to do there. And so, again, this is, it's almost like you're watching Spartacus and you're watching the Roman legions do their maneuvers out on the battlefield.
Does he feel that if he can get it done in Minnesota, it's going to make it easier for him to get it done in Indiana, for him to get it done in Ohio, for him to get it done in Pennsylvania, and on and on? Because I'm going to tell you right now, listen, the man's not stupid. He's a lot of things. But he knows it's going to be very difficult in South Carolina, Georgia, North Carolina, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi. He knows it's going to be tough to do. It's near impossible to do in Texas. Arizona, he can forget about it. Why wasn't he in New York? Why wasn't he in California?
Well, New York and California are done deals. He doesn't have to expend any energy there. He can have that done for him by his, folks who are on his team that are pushing that there, Mark.
All right, when we come back from this break, I want to go over to Trent Cooper. Trent.
Yes.
I want to get your political viewpoint. I have to suck you into this conversation. And we'll do it in such a way that we'll incorporate the holster into it, too, because I know your product is selling like crazy. And there's a political component to that. When we come back, we'll discuss how and why Crossbreed Holsters is booming as a result of this here on the Armed American Radio Network. Support SecondAmendment.com. 100,025 of you plus and growing. Keep signing it. We'll be back.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle for your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
You're listening to Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Here again, Mark Walters.
Yeah, the Crossbreed Holster Studios, and we are still watching the SupportSecondAmendment.com petition rise.
That's a beautiful
thing. As a result of your efforts. It's now at 100,071. We've put almost 1,000 names on this petition during this broadcast.
Beautiful.
And that's good. I'd like to hope that a good portion of that is you listening to this show. But congratulations for helping us get there, and it's continuing to rise. Help us continue to get this thing close to 1 million and above. Let's get this thing over 1 million. What was the healthcare petition? 1.3 million, Sean?
I believe it was, yes.
Yeah, let's make that number look stupid. Let's make that number look silly. Welcome back to the roundtable. You know, the political, this is a fight, let's say that this is a fight that we didn't want. This is a fight that we didn't ask for. I'd rather be talking to Rob about his efforts, new class development, some of the things he's teaching.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be talking with Chris about the growth of the academies and find out that he put one in my backyard so that I didn't have to go down to Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
We're working on that. All right. Crossbreed Holsters. Let's go to Trent Cooper real quick. Trent, the political arena right now, of course, a lot of changes between September and today, of course, since December 1st and today. And your product has always been one of the best sellers in the industry, always been. And there's a very good reason for that, because it's simply the most comfortable holster on the market, as far as I'm concerned, for inside the pant. As a result of that, what are you seeing since the political environment changed? You know, guns are flying off the shelves. You can't find 9mm ammo. You know, you can't find any ammunition right now, quite frankly. And looking at Gander Mountain's shelves, watching them thin out, and this is one of the largest retailers in the world, What are you guys up against right now with your product?
You know, Mark, it's just absolutely nuts. It's crazy. And, you know, I'm going to contribute it to, obviously, everything going on. But also, following that, it is just people making a statement. They're getting a holster for every gun that they have, so they can carry any time they want, all the time. And we're seeing not only your Mark Walters, your Rob Pincus, those people carrying, and it's teachers, it's pastors, the women in the market today is just, it's gone crazy. And I do, they're just making a statement saying, we are going to carry. And of course, we're blessed enough to have them coming to us to get that holster.
Clearly, there's a correlation between the number of new guns in the market and new gun buyers. along with the increase in your sales. You make that correlation, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
We're lucky enough that, and respected enough that these new gun buyers are coming to us for the information, for wanting to find out, you know, what's the best way to carry, what's the best way for them to carry. You know, they're coming to us. And, of course, a lot of that goes to the holster. A lot of that goes to the company. It also goes to people like you, like Rob, like Gander Mountain, helping us out as well.
Now, Rob likes that. Rob, let's bring you in here quickly. You like that appendix carry?
I can't tell you how much I really like that. And Trent knows. And, of course, you know, I do a lot of work with Crossbreed and friends with Trent and Mark and Carol and everybody down there at the store for a while now. And the reality is that to me, the greatest thing is to work with people that you respect, that work with people who are doing great things, and be proud of who you're associated with, you know, just not only personally, but professionally. And when I started wearing that appendix carry holster, even on the prototype stage, I knew it was going to be great. And it has just become the only holster I wear. I used to wear the belly band a lot and kind of interchange that with a couple other things. I started carrying appendix carry almost exclusively a couple of years ago. So being Super Tuck, I experimented with using it in the appendix carry position. But this purebred, custom, made, designed holster for the appendix carry position is just perfect. I put a picture up of it on my Facebook page, my Rob Pincus Pro page the other day, and dozens of people, messages, emails, likes, shares, comments, about how they, you know, they love Crossbreed and they're curious about the appendix, or they own the appendix, or they own the Super Tuck, and people just love that company and they love the product. And just like, you know, me, the first time I ever heard of the Crossbreed was here on your show, and you know, how to warm up to it and get to know Mark and get to know the company. But
isn't that amazing, though, that statement you just made? That's huge. I'll tell you why that's huge. I had sworn off, Trent, you're going to love this, and I know you've heard me tell this before. I want listeners to hear this, because this isn't me just saying this. I live this, okay? I live this lifestyle. I had sworn off, Rob, of inside the waistband carry for about 2.5 to 3 years. I'd sworn off of it. And as much as I hated to, I just couldn't find the right proper fit for me that worked. Look, it's tough enough to have to add another inch to your pants to stuff a full-size gun if you can't do it comfortably. And if you can't do it comfortably, eventually you're going to move away from that. It's that whole pleasure-pain principle. If it isn't working for you, you're going to move. Mark Craighead contacted me, and he said, I heard you say that, and I want to send you something. What gun do you want to carry it with? And I mentioned I carry, you know, I had two or three different guns at the time that I was carrying based on attire and location and work-related issues at the time and climate and everything else. And he sent me three. It's my number one method of carry today as a result of that. And this is an honest to God true story. I have put that holster on at 7 o'clock in the morning. I have gone about my day. I have fallen asleep on the couch at midnight and woke up at 7 o'clock in the morning and never removed that firearm. And I'm talking about carrying a full-size firearm, Trent. And I know you get those stories a lot, but it's almost to the point where you can forget that you have that gun on. That holster is so comfortable to carry. And what makes it so comfortable?
You know, we do. We get those stories every single day.
I'm talking about the Super Tuck. I want to make that clear.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I'm getting ready to talk about. We get those stories of either it's a 250-pound gentleman with love handles that just absolutely loves it, down to a 110-pound young lady carrying a Glock 26 that can carry it concealed comfortably all day long. You know, Mark's design, they're all handmade, they're all hand molded. We don't do any injection molding, we don't do any vacuum forming. We make this for your gun, and sometimes we get a little backed up on them like we are right now, but just hang tight, we'll get them out there.
It's worth the wait.
Yeah, that leather backer, that hand-molded pocket, you can't go wrong with it. And the appendix carry, like Rob said, it is just, it's going crazy. It really is. A lot of that is due to Rob's comments on it. but also it is just an awesome holster.
So. Yeah, it works. It flat out works. That thing is amazing. I was shocked by it. Mark made the comment to me. He says, I don't want you to give up yet. I want you to try this. Don't look at it and make a decision. Don't judge the book by the cover. I want you to put this thing on. It's the ugliest, comfortablest holster you'll ever wear. And darn if he wasn't right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be back after this message with a full plate here on the roundtable. David Codrey is here. Chris Julik's here. Rob Pincus is here. Trent's here. We'll be back after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and a suspended Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
We're sticking together on Facebook at Armed American Radio and on the web at armedamericanradio.com. Now back to the radio broadcast. Here again, Mark Walters.
I have to start this segment with a little bit of humor here. I can't help it. Mayor Bloomberg stands up on a podium at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Oh, come on now.
Where 68 hot dogs are shoved down your gut in 10 minutes. The hypocrisy, if you get a napkin, you got to wipe it up. It's just dripping. Mm. And this is the guy that bans 16-plus ounce sodas.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he's the godfather of the mayors against illegal guns. Eddie Perez, Hartford, Connecticut mayor, was a member of Mayors Against Illegal Gun. He was convicted of bribery and extortion.
Oh, wow.
David Donna, Gutenberg, New Jersey, convicted of extortion and tax fraud.
What?
Mayors Against Illegal Guns. Frank Melton, Jackson, Mississippi, convicted of violating his own city gun possession.
I can't get no better.
But do you know why? See, this is easy to pick up. This is the elitist. It doesn't apply to me.
Mm.
Clearly, it doesn't apply to me. Buddy Cianci, Providence, Rhode Island, member of Mayors Against Illegal Guns, convicted of assault and racketeering.
Mm-mm.
Samuel Rivera, Passaic, New Jersey, convicted of extortion and accepting bribes.
Mm-mm.
Jeremiah Healy, Jersey City, New Jersey. Do you see a pattern here, all these jerseys?
Wow.
Convicted of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. He was probably hammered.
Mm-mm.
Will Wynn, Austin, Texas, convicted of assault.
Mm.
Kwame Kilpatrick, Detroit, Michigan. We know this one. We had fun with this one before.
Yeah.
Convicted of assault on a police officer and perjury.
And then he comes here to Dallas-Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm. Roosevelt Dorn, Inglewood, California, pled guilty to public corruption and embezzlement charges.
Wow.
And on and on and on. I could go on. There are dozens here.
Wow.
And this, you can see this ad inside Concealed Carry magazine. And I want to point out to you that Gun Owners Against Illegal Mayors is a project of the Second Amendment Foundation, the great Alan Gottlieb, who put this ad in the magazine. It's a full-page ad with a picture of Bloomberg. It'll make you want to throw up. I'll tell you that right now. Gun Owners Against Illegal Mayors. How about that? Mm. Help us expose these corrupt officials who want to take away our firearms. It's amazing. I mean, these are the same people who will vote for the crack pipe smoking, what's his name, Marion Barry three times.
Yes, Marion Barry, that's just...
The Jesse Jackson Jr. voter.
Oh, I'm getting
this
started.
This guy just accepted. Let's get real here. I know we're the politics of the Second Amendment, but I have to go here.
Yes.
Because it's Chicago and the gun control issue.
Yes.
These are the same people who vote Jesse Jackson Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll vote for him again.
Mm-hmm.
They'll vote for him while he's in jail.
And when they start talking about him sick, I said, Dan, he's trying to get sympathy. So
he just accepted a plea bargain, mm-hmm. which is going to, from what I understand, and I'll have to get a little bit more info on that. We'll do it later, not on this show. But he's just accepted a plea bargain that is going to result in years in prison.
Mm.
And he wrote a letter to John Boehner. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm responsible for my own actions. People will continue to vote for him. This is the idiot pill that they're expecting you to take. This is the same idiot pill they want you to take as they go through the country with the gun control debate. I want to toot our own horn here for a second. First of all, I want to go around the panel and thank each of them individually. David Kodria, welcome to the show. How are you?
Always great to be here, Mark. Thank you.
You were asked about at the Gander Mountain Academy many, many times. You have a lot of fans. You're a tremendous contributor to this radio broadcast week in and week out, and we give you a voice on this program every week for a lot of different reasons, not the least of which is the fact that you break fast and furious. You brought tremendous news to us and broke stories mm-hmm. here on this program that the next day wound up on the lead dog stories on Fox News, the Drudge Report, and everywhere else. We know where those stories came from, and so do they, and that's acceptable to me. But your influence here on the show has not gone unnoticed, and I'll get to that in a minute. Chris Julick, Gander Mountain, how you doing?
Very good, Mark.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Great sponsor of Armed American Radio. We couldn't do it without you. You guys help bring this show to the nation. And obviously, the CCW Expos, these things are growing. We're going to continue to do these. It's a great partnership. We love you guys to death. You're a huge part of the program. Rob, regular contributor on the show. Everybody knows that. Your voice is huge on this program. You've been here, I think, since the third broadcast in some form or fashion.
Yeah,
been here a lot, and now I don't usually get to do it lately. It's been so busy, and you know, we've joked about how I try to stay out of the politics, but you know, now's not the time to do that. So I've been very involved in the politics and a lot of radio, but unfortunately, I haven't been able to spend this much time on Armed American for a while. So it's great to be here for the whole roundtable tonight with you.
Well, we're glad, no question about it. And of course, Trent Cooper, we're bringing the show. Trent from Crossbreed Holsters, we're bringing you the show from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. And the reason I mention all of this and want to thank all of you, and of course, George isn't on. I don't think we had an open phone line for him, but that's okay. He's listening out on KVEL in Vernal, Utah today. I know he is, George. It's okay, George. We'll have you back next week. You know we love you. You were also a huge hit, even though your physical presence wasn't there at the CCW Expo this weekend. But the reason I say this is, and Sean, I'll let you go ahead and announce why. We have got some great news this week.
Yes.
That Armed American Radio did what?
We ranked 76 in the 2012 100 TSL on TalkLive.com, which basically means that we've had so many people listen to the show online that we ranked 76. And that's the top heavy hitter 100. And that's I'm just blown away by that.
Now, name some names on that list.
We've got Mike Gallagher. Well, all the Salem hosts, we got Mike Gallagher, Hugh Hewitt, Sean Hannity's on there, Savage. I mean, all the big talkers are on there.
Yeah, Ingram's on there. Ingram's of course, Rush there. Limbaugh's
Rush
at the top
Limbaugh's
of the list.
At the top of the list. So,
Gun Talk is on the list.
Yes.
Tom Gresham is on the list at 56, I believe. 56.
Yes.
Syndicated for 17 or 18 years. Yeah. And Armed American Radio, I think
76.
Our appearance knocked Danny Bonaducci back to 100. I gotta love that guy. Yeah, you know, I used to watch him ride around in the bus when I was a kid.
Back in the day, yeah.
Back in the day. But that's a huge accomplishment, and we couldn't do that without everybody that's participating on the roundtable today, and of course, George. All of you make a big difference, and people hear what you say.
Mm-hmm.
People are listening to you, and you're making a difference, and that matters, particularly in this environment today. And Chris, I know up there that at the CCW Expo this weekend in Lakeville, Minnesota, clearly politics was on everybody's mind as to what's getting ready to happen, not only around the country, but where you reside in Minnesota. And the importance of that can't be overstressed today as we move forward. As I said, Obama was in Minnesota for a reason. And you guys are getting ready, I think, and from what I've heard from some of the activist groups at Gocher up there, that this is getting ready to be one heavy battle. Are you guys prepared for it?
Well, you know, we try to stay out of the political game too much. I mean, we have to cater to everybody from the campers to the hunters to the fishers to everybody.
Sure.
But, you know, from the standpoint of you know, firearms, you know, we happen to have an academy in Minnesota, which is great. You know, all the people who do rely upon us for their firearms in the state of Minnesota know that there is a place to come and get trained properly. So, I mean, that's kind of my mantra right now is to make sure that I'm providing everyone. And what we've done is to support that just outside of the metro Minneapolis area is to provide vouchers to everybody who buys a firearm in the state of Minnesota at any Organ or Mountain Academy stores and encouraging them to come down to Lakeville. So it may be a little drive from, you know, Duluth or Bemidji or any of the other cities around the state that we have stores, but we're doing our part. We're saying we're making sure that we are yelling loud that training is very important and that we've got a solution and that we are your solution for firearms and safety and security and training and education and everything along those lines.
And as the political climate heats up, you guys are going to be there. You do have the product. I know you have it. I know it's a little bit thin right now. That's to be expected. That's supply and demand. But you guys are there, and people can count on Gander Mountain. They can count on Gander Mountain for training. They can count on Gander Mountain for product that, you know, if it's in, you guys will have it. And that's a beautiful thing. And ladies and gentlemen, finally, I want to thank you, because we couldn't have hit that list without you, the listener. Sean, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's where it comes from. You guys are listening. We're hearing what you're saying, and we appreciate it very, very much. Armed American Radio is very important. You guys take it serious, and we appreciate it. It means a lot to us. We will not give up the battle. The battle lines have been drawn. We're going to fight until we prevail. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be back after these messages. I'm Mark Walters with Sean and everybody else at the roundtable. Don't go away. The final segment is always the best segment in radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
On July 20th, 2012, a mass shooting occurred at the Century Movie Theater in Aurora, Colorado. My name is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto from the Armed American Radio Show. This shooting sparked a national debate on guns and gun laws here in our country. As a lawful gun owner myself, I felt a need to produce a free DVD called Gun Laws, a National Debate. Get your copy now at RadioFactor.net. That's RadioFactor.net. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
This is Armed American Radio, heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
That guy's got more Emmys than I do.
Really?
Well, I don't have any.
I'm finna say, you just...
Oh, man.
You almost had me...
Of course, I'm referring to John Young.
You almost had me sucked into that, but okay.
Tony Mack, Trenton, New Jersey. Do you know Tony Mack, Trenton, New Jersey, was a mayor involved in Mayors Against Illegal Guns?
Mm.
Yeah, he was recently charged for accepting $119,000 in bribes.
Oh.
Do you know that?
You know, I have one question. Did Mayor Bloomberg do a background check on these people?
I don't know. It should have been universal. He should have universal mayoral checks.
Oh, you know.
David, this could go right up your alley. gun owners against illegal mayors. Do we need to give mayors universal mayoral checks?
I think that if you took a look at the law-abiding statistics between Bloomberg's mayors against your guns, because if it were up to them, they'd all be illegal, and the NRA membership, I think there's absolutely no question which population is much more law-abiding, don't you think?
What about Congress? What's the rank in Congress? Do you happen to have that number?
Yeah, you know, I remember seeing something. I don't have that off the top of my head, but you're absolutely right.
It's frightening.
On that.
Mm-hmm. The percentage of convicted felons occupying seats in the House.
And they want to tell us how. Oh no.
Well, Mark, I think that this is why, again, this program becomes so important, because we have been able to go into detail on not just government hypocrisy, but actual criminality, and tell people things that they're not hearing on any other program. And so I'm grateful that you gave us that feedback on, you know, what some of the listeners were telling you in person. Because I think it's important, because we're presenting things like on Fast and Furious, on the Reese case in New Mexico, and a host of stories that they're not hearing anywhere else.
No, and you're making a difference. We hear this everywhere we go, David. No question. I mean, I hear it everywhere I go, and we're hearing more and more of it. When you get to Gander, and Chris has got a huge event there. Chris Julik, of course, I'm talking about, has a huge event. There's thousands of people there, and they're coming in. I had a guy come in and say he came out from Montana to that event.
Wow.
Specifically to meet us and thank us, and he asked for Shanto, and you know, told me to tell all you guys hello by name, and that's quite significant. David, before we close this segment out in this hour of Armed American Radio on the Roundtable, Eric Withholder, of course, now very emboldened, but he's being really quiet on the gun control issue right now. Why is that? Have you noticed that, or is it just me?
Came out the other day and he said now is the time to talk about it, and my comment on that was, you know, of all the people to be talking about criminality and guns, mm-hmm. this guy just absolutely takes the cake. So he has been making noises. He hasn't been totally quiet on this.
Now, he's not been banging the pots and pans too loud. It's almost like the administration, I don't know, when I see the President of the United States step up in front of the podium while the bodies of the victims, first graders, are still on the floor of that school in Connecticut with the gall and the audacity, literally, to stand there in front of the White House press pool and make the following statement. And ladies and gentlemen, we must get Congress to act. This is the same Congress who for 6 years has failed to confirm an acting director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the very agency charged with keeping illegal guns out of the hands of criminals, and not one response. I was appalled. But what was more frightening than anything is the fact that he knew he could make that statement in front of his...
he's still campaigning.
He knew he could make that statement and nobody would question him, David, because I almost came out of my chair and ripped my TV off the wall.
That's why I call them authorized journalists and Fourth Estate, Fifth Columnists. Look, I just saw—I forget who the news babe is, but she was asking Bill Nye, the science guy, if this asteroid passing Earth is maybe due to global warming. So, I mean, what are you going to do with
it? Well, you know, you're going to talk to Christy Hefner about that. Oh, we have an update. We have an update on the study, on the global warming study in Chicago. I forgot to give you the numbers. No drive-bys out of the front or back seats of Priuses yet that we know of. Therefore, Christy Hefner's global warming theory so far doesn't hold water. It doesn't hold water at this point. Tampa, Florida. Now, I got to tell you, last week we discussed, Chris Julik, you'll love this. You have a great sense of humor. Last week we played Christy Hefner's quote about global warming being responsible for gun deaths in Chicago. Of course, when she made those boneheaded, utterly stupid, just stupid comments, it was 27 degrees in Chicago. Well, I was broadcasting the show from Tampa where it was 77. Joe Weaver, who was co-hosting with us, made the astute comment. Well, wouldn't that mean like in states, so I don't know, maybe like Florida, that gun deaths would be just off the charts? So I did a little bit of research. The Chicago police confirmed for me that there were 40 gun deaths in Chicago by January 28th. Mm. The Tampa PD public affairs officer confirmed for me on February 5th that Tampa had yet to record any murders, not one by any means.
Mm-hmm.
So Christy Hefner, I came to the instant conclusion, using logic that I was taught in college, is just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
by definition, because she actually believes those boneheaded comments. On the other hand, David Axelrod makes comments about we live in Chicago and we know that the only reason Chicago has a gun violence problem is because it is surrounded by the rest of the country that has lax gun laws.
Oh.
Now, that's not stupid. That's a dishonesty. That's a lie. And David Axelrod knows it. So the conclusion I came to, Rob, tell me if I'm wrong. Can you argue with stupidity or dishonesty?
It's hard. As I said, you know, the other day on one of the interviews I was doing, politics at its best is really about education and getting people to understand points of view and what's going on in the real world and educating them. And at its worst, it's just manipulation and lying. And unfortunately, we see far too much of the latter.
You and I should point out, Sean, I don't even think knows this. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Pincus and I appeared together on the Sex and Politics show out of the David, you would have loved this, out of the Brooklyn University radio program. Rob Pincus and I took on how many young college liberals, Rob?
I think there were about 900.
Oh, wow.
970 people on there. But what's interesting is Philip Rosenberg, the host of that show, was we were just talking on the internet during one of the breaks. He was trying to call in, and he wanted to join us, and all the lines were full. So he was trying to join On American Radio at some point and give his perspective to our listeners. And he was very very fair with us and gave us a chance to try to get our point of view across.
He did.
He even asked one of his would-be co-hosts to leave and cut his mic off, because not everybody was on the same line of thought as he was in terms of hearing all the points of view. But it was great. Glad to be invited, and I'm sure he's going to find his way on the show with you at some point.
Yeah, that was an awful lot of fun. I had fun with those. I guess I can call them kids, right?
I don't know. I think there were some young people. There were some more experienced people there as well. But either way, it was different. You know, I've been doing a lot of media, and right. As I've said several times in the last couple of weeks, it's great to sit around and talk with you guys. And it's not always as meaningful though to talk to the people we've already convinced. We really do need to get out there and cross those lines and talk to the other side as well.
A minute and 30 seconds to go. I have to go around the table from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Trent from Crossbreed Holsters, thanks for joining us, my brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you, as always, Will. I do appreciate you having me on here.
Anytime. The table was full. I know we didn't get a lot of time in. Rob Pincus, as usual, God bless you. Have fun training everybody out there at the Gander Mountain Academy. We'll talk to you probably next week. Chris Julik from Gander Mountain Academy, thank you very much for everything this weekend, Chris. Appreciate it. It was a great time had by all, no doubt.
Hey, thanks for having me tonight. And
David Kodria.
It was awesome.
You got it. David Kodria, as usual, we'll see you next week contributing on the roundtable. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network, and I got to tell you, you're up over 100,208. Thank you very much. Carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. That's on the Second Amendment petition, by the way. Never leave your cave without your club. I'm Mark Walters. We'll see you next week here on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark dream. Tell us me by the clamor now, baby.
Walmart. We go, the horse knows the way to carry. All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling. Wherever the pumpkin pie. Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our Ad Match Guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.